Jen, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning here on the program.
No problem, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So now I understand, first of all, that WSA launching a new initiative just in time for International Women's Day. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, we are. So we have been running a mentoring program for the past sort of, I reckon, about 6 or 7 years. And this year we are launching it as an online sort of program, just so that it can be a little bit more sort of far-reaching. And we're excited to get to as many women in Australia working in sport as possible so that they can be paired up with a mentor and go through an online workshop with us. And thanks to a partnership we've got with Shona Joy, the Australian fashion label, we have been able to significantly reduce the cost. So it's fantastic to see that this program is going to be available at a much sort of more appealing rate for women in sport to be able to complete the program, just because we've got to do everything that we can to make sure we've got a really strong workforce in our sort of sporting world. And post-COVID, it's never been more important, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, one of the biggest, you know, things is trying to outreach to the rest of Australia, because we are a big country. So going online will help with that. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit more broadly about women in sport. And as you did mention just there, it's not just athletes, right? Where are we kind of lacking in 2021?
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely been a bit of a roller coaster the last sort of 12 months, certainly, with COVID. Prior to that, really, we've had a really strong decade of growth in women's sport with the emergence of so many sort of female leagues and competitions, the prominence of Australia's sort of national teams. But yeah, last year definitely threw a big spanner in the works with sort of COVID really making all sport shut down. And we definitely saw that the prominence was given to the male sports getting back up and running, and then the female sports were a little bit of an afterthought. So, yeah,
I don't know, Jenna, I wouldn't say a little bit of an afterthought. I think they were definitely an afterthought.
They were definitely an afterthought, but it was fantastic to see sort of netball getting the super netball season happening and up in hubs, and then sort of the WBBL and sort of the WNBL sort of happening as well. So we did see it happening, but it was a little bit later after we'd sort of got the AFL, the NRL and a few of those sports happening.
Yeah, it was men tick first. All right, let's get to the rest, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was. So I'm really hoping that sort of this year forwards, we're going to sort of see things sort of start to really develop in that more equal sort of way, which is really where we were on track for. And last year was just a bit of a speed bump. So I'm hoping we're going to get back to that equality kind of mantra.
And I wanted to know, like, it's really easy, right? I mean, not just for sport, but for feminism in general, to say, you know, we got a long way to go, because we do have a long way to go and we are making steps. But what are some of the, you know, specific steps that you think need to happen this year, even for us to kind of get to that equity?
Yeah, well, I think it is, like I sort of mentioned, it is starting to see those sort of sports leagues that really did favour that getting the men's game back into action post-COVID, seeing them actually get the women's sort of leagues happening again and really putting prominence into that. So I think, like, taking AFL, like, I'm down here in Melbourne, so AFL sort of everywhere for us, getting the AFLW happening again this year and actually having paid tickets has really seen that people are happy to pay for that experience to go and see women's sport. And, like, there's no doubt that the game is quite different from the men's game, and that's been around for over 100 years, and the women's game has been sort of into only its sort of 6th season. So, like, we can't expect, like, miracles, but I think we're on the right track to sort of see major things. So there's a real appetite for women's sport, and there's going to be a real public outcry if there isn't equal sort of opportunities given. So I think that rising tide of people on social media talking about how they want to see women's sport treated more fairly is definitely something that's going to help push the agenda along.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that reaction is something that, you know, really helps direct funding and also importance. Jen, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us here this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.